Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com. One place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chris, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it. State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Okay, are we on? Is this thing on?
We could be.
Every time I say that. I like when you're on the opposite sideline of the camera because then I can see you the entire game.
You can?
Yeah, and because of your white shoelaces, I knew everywhere you were, and then there was moments where, like, you weren't paying attention, not to the game, but you were, like, talking to someone else, like, whatever, the lighting
doctor.
Guy. Or yeah. The doctor, or anyone.
I love talking to the team doctor.
I mean, injury updates all around.
Well, I'd usually use it for myself.
So I've got this really painful bone spur.
I do.
Can you see it? Can you see it? Well, it's getting redder.
I love all team doctors.
But they like protected you because the ball, like a player was like sliding out of bounds or whatever.
And,
like,
Devontae was running and I ran. Yeah.
There was a time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, just like, I felt like I was like there with you. It was the whole time. How was it?
I've had a full day already. I've been to the fertility clinic and done acupuncture. Now I'm home. And I fit in lunch and said hi to my husband for 5 minutes before he went to work. How's your day going?
I've been crushing this morning. I woke up early, got on the phone with the Florida furniture places because I need 2 king-size beds and a queen size bed to make it on a boat to make it to the Bahamas for an install in December. And don't worry, the beds were back ordered. So I was just, fine. Look, that's the fabric store calling now because I was going to be like, fine, I'll make the headboards. No problem. I'm team solutions. And this is what I woke up with, an attitude of like, you know, when you have 7 million things on your to-do list, which you are the queen of lists.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck, I don't want to do any of them. But then I was like, you know what? I'm going to change my attitude and I'm going to just dominate. And so what time is it? It's 2:00 and I am crushing it. And I'm on a flight at 6 and I'm just cranking.
Where are you going?
I got to go to Nashville to check in on what's going on over there since it's been a minute, you know?
Now, there's a theory with to-do lists that you are not supposed to put a lot on your to-do list because it could, in a sense, feel overwhelming. It could feel like something you're not able to finish, set you up to fail, if you will. But I don't believe in that. I fully believe in putting everything on. I don't care if it's a mile long. I almost get, you know, a sense of relief in crossing it or scribbling it out. Or I'll do it like carry the one. I carry it over to the next day. You?
But I have, you're much more, first of all, your penmanship is way better than mine. But this is a collaborative list with some of Kyle's handwriting, some of mine. And then this is the list. It just keeps continuing. It's not as organized as yours is, but I'm into a list. I like very much like a newspaper. I like to hold the newspaper and I like to hold a to-do list. If it's in the phone, I'm out. Okay, so you just got home from Kansas City last night? This morning?
About 1 a.m. Yep. Got in. I made a very, very responsible decision, which is unlike myself. And I am still having FOMO from the whole thing. We are very grateful Troy has his own jet, and it helps out in situations where Dallas is awesome if you live in LA, because you can catch like a 10:30 sometimes out of Dallas. If we can make it back to Dallas when Troy gets home, you can get on that 10:30. It's another 3.5 on the way home. You're sitting in there in your leather pants, your full makeup with your mask. You just want to die. The guy's nose next to you is whistling every time he breathes in. So I shove an earplug in one ear. You know, that's what I do on these flights home. But I'm sad. My crew, some of my crew members stayed, and they ended up going out for a fun night in Dallas. And I thought to myself, okay, like, I really would love to do a fun night in Dallas. This would be great. But am I the responsible person where I get on the flight, I get in at 1, I make the fertility clinic appointment at 11, I'm not hungover, I then go to acupuncture? I mean, a child or getting, you know, wasted in Dallas. No. So it was hard. And then, of course, I'm seeing all the Instagrams of my crew. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing Rinaldi was just on fire telling stories to make people cry. Like, give that guy 3 Sauvignon Blancs and you are bawling. I mean, you think you're at a romance. We're watching The Holiday. I mean, it's just this guy.
Where's Jude Law?
Still had a time. I just caught up with Jillian, who was there, and she said it was a time. And of course, I'm feeling sorry for myself, as I've already been ultrasound and probed today, but who's counting?
Oh, you know? My God. Put your foot in stirrups. Stay a while. Well, I think in the end, you'll be happy you made that decision, but
yeah,
because I mean, that's how I feel. But it's that balance, right? Of like, you're working all the time and you want to like let it loose because you're like, I don't want those few moments, but whatever. You're good. There will be another one.
Yeah, I hope so. But Kansas City's fun. Like, we don't, as a group, get to go to Kansas City very much. I say that we're going there in 2 weeks for the Cowboys game. It is very much, like I just came on to tell you, a college town. And I think the towns that we as a crew don't get to go to a lot is where people care. Like Dallas, Green Bay, where else do we go? San Francisco, Seattle, they don't give a shit. Here, like Kansas City.
What do you mean they don't give a shit? Like the whole town?
It's like, hey, what's up? How much are we going to win by? Blah, blah, blah. We get to KC, it's like Friday night. We had Indianapolis Jets, Jonathan Taylor, so impressive, by the way. My God, what a cutie.
Leading rusher now because Derrick Henry's out. Yeah.
So cute. Anyways, we go straight from Indianapolis to KC. We have an off, you know, kind of like a day where you can rest on Saturday-ish. So we're like, let's go. We're cranking it up. We're going. Like, I text the boys. I'm like, meet me at the bar at 6. Like, let's go. We're freaking going.
Ready.
And it's like, everyone is so excited you're there. Like, we got drinks sent over. We went to dinner. We got a bottle of wine sent over. The next night, me, Rinaldi, our producer, Richie Zients, our director, Rich Russo, we're having dinner. Somebody sent a bottle of Camus over. Just so glad you guys are here. Like,
wow.
Kansas City's great. They treat you like family. And then we go to the game in the morning and there's vomit all over the hotel driveway. I mean, they're ready to roll. Their offense, maybe not so much, but you know.
They were happy that Aaron Rodgers was not playing yesterday.
Wow. I think that may have been a beatdown if he had played.
You think?
Wow. I mean, I almost think they would have won. I think he would have put 20 on him. You? 25?
Yes. The whole time I was sitting there, and Rinaldi did a report about how Patrick Mahomes was feeling because
he was going up
against Aaron Rodgers. Right, exactly. And he was like saying he was bummed because he wanted to.
Yeah.
And then I love Troy in the booth like, yeah, I think he's all right that he's not playing because it's better to get the W on that. We'll take the Aaron Rodgers things is a whole situation. We won't get into all of that because that's a whole other podcast. But you've had a full week and cute little Jillian, she's been on the road for days because you were kind enough to let me borrow her for the Patrick Mahomes.
It's not
to
let
down.
You borrow her. She's there for the taking.
But the reason I say borrow is because she's on the road with you and like poor girl probably wants to go home. And she was so sweet and she stayed on the road. And that was a time because we got to KC. This was on Tuesday to do the interview after their Monday night game. Get there, no hotel room. Situations happen. I don't have a room. I'm staying with Jillian. And I started laughing because I'm like, if Jillian wasn't here, where am I sleeping? Like, am I sleeping on the couch in the lobby? What's going on here? Because there was no hotels because everyone was still there from the Monday night game. Anyways.
Oh.
That's also why there weren't flights out the next day. I got done with that interview early and I was supposed to fly out and it was not. anyone that's been, look at Casey is awesome and I'm so glad they're good to you. You don't want to get that airport.
Choice plane. Get out on Choice plane, get to Dallas.
I'm sorry, Casey. You may have a lot going for you, but that airport is the worst airport in the United States. Like there's nothing going on.
My driver was so nice though that picked me up in Casey. He couldn't been sweeter. I was like, how are you doing? He goes, my day, it's going great. How are you? And I was like talking to him about the weather. He just warmed my heart. The interview with Mahomes was great. Kind of crazy because we didn't know about Aaron Rodgers being out until the next day after your interview is already done. And that's not your fault. But so how was sitting down with him?
Good. I mean, you know, those guys are always going to toe the company line. But I think he was more candid about his own deficiencies than I thought he would be without, you know, throwing himself under the bus. But I think it's a maturation and everyone's just used to them winning and you become a victim of your own success. So, yeah, they're not playing exactly how they want to be playing, but they're lucky that like division is up and down. I mean, look at what happened to the Bills yesterday, losing to Jacksonville.
I know.
I mean, Dallas gets stomped by the Broncos. Like,
Tennessee's
wild out there.
It out. Like, that was crazy. You were at that game. How was that? Was that your first time at a game at SoFi?
Yeah, I hadn't been to one before because obviously I can only go to a night game or a Monday night game. And so I had saw Kelly out the night before, and this is how too many cocktails I had. She invites us to the game and I'm like, oh, that's so nice. Yeah. Like, we'll be there. I wake up in the morning to go because I only had game breaks because we didn't have our studio show the guys were in Annapolis. So I get a later call time and I text her. I'm like, oh, I can't go to the game. Like, I have to do game breaks. And then she's like, it's the night game. I'm like, oh, cool. Who's paying attention or hungover? This girl. So I was able to get there by the second quarter. But God, that stadium's impressive. Holy shit. That thing
is awesome. Was it loud last night?
It was. It was loud. I mean, I think it was a little bit tempered because they were losing and it wasn't, you know, as probably loud as it would have been if they were, you know, rocking. But it was still fun. It was really going to, I mean, you go to games, you work every game. But like, I'm out of that routine. So it was nice for me to go and do that.
How was the traffic going there? Awful.
Fine going there because I didn't get there till the second quarter because I didn't get out of, I had to wait till the end of your guys' game to get in the car. But it was fine going there. Getting out of there. Nightmare situation.
See, what's your thought? This sets up a whole conversation of big events. My husband is the, even at concerts, which kind of bums me out because I'm like, I want to hear the last song. We got to go before the encore. He's like Clark Griswold, get in the car. Even when he was at the Rams home opener, he ran out like freaking, like I think maybe with 5-8 minutes left on the clock. I've gone to a World Series game with him, Red Sox Dodgers, where the inning is ending and we are running through the concourse because he's like, we got to beat everybody to the Ubers. Like, it's.
I'm not mad at that. I'm not. I did that last night with.
Because it was. It.
Well, it was a foregone conclusion that the game was ending. And at that point, like, and that was the end. I mean, and again, Kelly's so generous in inviting us and stuff, but it was like, all right, they're not going to win. Like,
I know.
There's 5 minutes left. Like, maybe let's make a run for it. But then that Uber situation, they really get tricky. They say 12 minutes away and all of a sudden it's 45 minutes away. And now I'm walking to the Sizzler on the corner and I'm having to wait over there. And now we're dropping a pin. Now we're canceling. Now there aren't any cars available. So it's a whole to do, but I'd walk there if I could. It was nice just to be a part of the scene. Now let's get rid of these emails. Okay. Notifications. All right. So wait, what I was going to talk to you about. I wrote this down.
Cause we have not spoken.
I know.
Leave it for the podcast. Forget it saying calm down. It should be catch up.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com. One place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win and it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Erin.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This is something that I do often after I have cocktails. I'm always convinced that someone's going to steal something from me.
Yes.
Probably from my time in hotels, who knows, whatever. I hide things when I'm drunk. I hide wedding rings. I hide my watches.
What is it,
I hide
Mr. Bunny?
Tooth fairy. I mean, I should look under the pillows. I'm not kidding, Erin. I the other night hid my laptop. I don't know why I do this. It's so weird. I woke up in the morning to pull out socks and my laptop was in the top dresser. And I was like, what am I doing? I have had it one time where I put my watch underneath a mattress in a hotel room.
What?
I left the hotel room. I panicked. I'm at the airport. I'm like, fuck, I left my watch in the room, but forgot where it was. I had to miss my flight, went back to the hotel room. I'm tearing the hotel room open, have to get the new key because you know that one doesn't work after 12 o'clock. Is there anything more annoying?
Oh, did it touch your phone? I don't know if it touched my phone.
And
I don't know. Just, I don't know if I have an adjoining room. Just give me the room key. That's all I want. You know,
was this the key that I had to get another key? So this was the original one that I lost. And now I've got four new ones and now we're getting hotel keys all over the place. So I tear
then I
the
got
room.
One from a different hotel in Seattle and I'm really in Philly and I don't know where I am.
I don't know. Pets' heads are falling off. And so I rip up the mattress and there it is. My really nice watch is sitting in between the mattresses. This is something I do.
Oh, wow. Because you convince yourself you're going to get robbed when you're drunk,
yep.
Or what's happening?
Totally.
Okay.
I couldn't find my wedding rings the other day. I had put those in this tiny little zipper in a purse I hardly ever use. So yeah, it's a real scavenger hunt over here after three cocktails. I mean, we don't know what we're going to find. But do you have, like, you know, your travel bag that you're, it's the catch-all. It has everything in it, right?
Fucking mess.
I wish it was in here right now. I might go get it. Mary fucking Poppins. The other day I was at work and I'm sitting with Dominique and she said, I asked like, oh, do you have like deodorant or something like that? I pulled out three deodorants, two sets of playing cards. I had four headphones, 17 Purell packets. I mean,
chapsticks.
If I was at a baby
pins.
Shower. Oh yeah. You know, those things that they do at the baby showers, the checklist. It's like, do you have a, you know, expired credit card from 1984? Yes, I do. Actually, thank you so much for putting that on the list. It's right here.
Mm-hmm. I always have an earplug in there, a random earplug, because
what's
like
with
I
you
mentioned
earplugs.
Because I gotta have an earplug. I need it. I will
Are you
fixate.
Working on a construction site? What, I mean, what?
No, I will fixate on a noise. Is that the word? Fixate?
Fixate.
Fixate? Great. Right. Not too. I've had a hard time saying immunization all week. What is it?
Immunization?
No, that wasn't it. I'm immunized. I'm immunized.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Well, that's what Aaron Rodgers was saying he was. That was the word he used.
I'm immunized?
Yeah, like I got vaccinated or whatever. I'm not getting into this discussion.
Okay, yeah.
But anyways, I get fixated on sounds and then I can't sleep or I can't concentrate. And then I turn really, really anxious or crazy. So the gentleman, there was a couple things he was doing last night. And I was trying really hard not to get upset about it. But he was.
This is the guy on the plane.
Yeah. And this is after I've already like flown from Kansas City to Dallas. I've already done a game. Now I have another 3.5 hours. Shut up. It's my job. I get it. He breathes. And every time he would breathe in, it would whistle. So I like hear it. And I'm like, I cannot hear this for 3.5 hours. He also, I think, was some sort of like a DJ or something because he, you know, got on. He had cool rings, cool bracelets, like big glasses. He was looking up like equipment. But everything was like a And he was tapping his foot and his like, and I was like, I can't do this for 3.5 hours. So I thought, I'm not going to be able to control his tapping, but I will be able to control the noise of the whistling. So I grabbed an earplug. I always have one handy. I shoved it in my right ear to, you know, cut it off. And it helped. It really did.
Always, but then once have one handy. Well, maybe this is you and Jillian then, because as we were sharing a room in the single bedroom in Kansas City, that was the smallest hotel room I've ever been in. And that's it. Wait, I'm going to get to another thing I have about that. She had little earplugs in a dish in the bathroom.
That's where we stayed. Because that place is so loud. That place is so loud. I can honestly say it.
I've never used an earplug in my life, but it got me thinking.
Oh my God, I use them all the time. I sleep with them in a hotel because I don't want to hear the air turning on and off. I don't want to hear what's going on next door. I don't want to hear what's going on outside.
I am such a sound sleeper. I sleep through anything. I remember I was babysitting when I was younger for this family. They had 3 kids under the age of 6. The parents came home. I was asleep on the couch. The parents had called the landline inside. They were at the front door ringing the doorbell. All the kids were downstairs. There's a window next to the door and they're like waving to their mom and dad. I'm out on the couch. Finally, after the 17th call on their landline, And I was like, hi guys. And they're like, wow, Carissa, this is a little concerning. And I was like, sorry. Anyways, I stayed watching their kids forever. But yeah, I sleep through everything. Not a problem for me. But Jillian was sleeping through her alarm and her phone, and probably because she had the earplugs in. But when we were sharing a room, I started laughing. I was like, what is appropriate?
Is that the one with the sink in the bedroom?
No, but it might as well have been, because I was lying on the bed and you can see the sink, the toilet. When you get out of the shower and your foot goes into the toilet, the room's a little small.
No.
What is appropriate to sleep in a bed with your girlfriend? Like, I was like, Jillian, she was like, don't worry, I won't sleep naked. And I was like, no, I don't think we should be sleeping naked. I don't even think we should be sleeping in thongs next to each other. Like, that's a little too close for comfort. And this one, you know her, the Badu, just wandering around like as cute as can be. Which, by the way, like, I don't care. Like, I get naked in front of like my girlfriends, whatever, who cares? But the sleeping naked with the girlfriend.
You were going to do that?
No, but she had put on a robe and she's like, don't worry, I won't be sleeping naked. And I was like, well, you don't have to sleep in a robe. It's like how uncomfortable that would be to sleep in a robe.
I'm sorry. Another thing, I'm not staying at a not so great hotel that we stayed in and putting their robe on. Like, it's not happening. Because there is no guarantee, and there's no guarantee at a 5-star that thing's been washed. But at least at a 5-star, I can, like, convince myself, oh, it's been washed. But, like, I'm not putting my bod. I can't even walk out of the shower onto the carpet with a wet foot, because I feel like that wet foot will attract particles that are on the carpet onto my feet. I can't. Sure. And then I get into that bed, and I know my head's not going down where my feet are, but like, it's all things on the carpet in the bed. I can't do it. I can't touch it. I'm even so crazy, I'll tell you this. I put a sweatshirt inside out, because I don't want the sweatshirt that's touched anything in my clothes inside out on my face when I sleep. So
no,
I
do not
have the hotel air touching my face. I am fucked. I just get
what
so
are you, how do you breathe? How what? Do you breathe with the inside out sweatshirt, the earplugs? Are there any breathing passages open?
It's like breathing with a mask on. I mean, there's really no breathing passages.
You do not sleep with a sweatshirt on inside
yes,
out.
Yes, I do.
Oh, my craziness. I mean, I am all about the cleanliness in the hotel rooms, but I will not go that far. I will do a full Purell wipe of that remote, because I am not sure who's been touching it.
I love when they're like, it's been clean and it's in the bag. No, it hasn't. You just throw it in the freaking bag.
Have you watched that Dateline or 60 Minutes or whatever it was, where they had hidden cameras and they show you exactly what the maids are not cleaning? Those cups, do not put that toothbrush in those cups. Those cups have not been cleaned. The same rug that goes onto the toilet goes then into the cup. Dinge McDinge.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com. One place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win and it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Okay, so don't sleep naked in the bed with your girlfriends and definitely use an inside-out sweatshirt while you're sleeping. If you're in.
I do, on my face.
No. So it got me thinking, though, about like sharing stuff with girlfriends, right? Like if you go on the road or you lose your luggage or whatever.
I'd share deodorant with Jillian, but whatever.
I'd share deodorant. Like, that's fine. Toothbrushes, off limits.
No.
Never.
I don't think anybody does that.
Have you ever shared a toothbrush with Jarrett?
No.
I've had to do it before with Kyle. It is not where I want to be. I'm not interested in doing it, but in an emergency situation with the husband, I can make a concession. It's not really what I want to do, though.
We've done nose hair trimmer, though, sharing.
Really? I've never done a nose. I wax the nose.
Oh, God, I want to try it so bad. Do you know what I also want to try so bad?
You won't like it. Wait, you won't like it. There's a lot of sniffling happening because there's no hair to catch it.
I'll get obsessed with that.
That is a neti pot without the neti pot. You know what I mean?
Oh my God, so cute. Elvis on our crew who works in our truck, we were out to dinner getting pummeled on Friday night and he goes, hey, I had to tell you, I listened to your episode with the neti pot. He goes, my wife uses it. You're right. There's nothing cute about it. I'm like, it's terrible. I want to do the thing so badly where you get the candle in your ear and the big clump of ear. I want to do that.
Oh, let's do it. Let's do it together because I've never done it and I want to do it too.
Kelly and I, that feels like a dream.
At dinner, we were talking about, because on her podcast the morning after for her episode, she had talked about the first time her and Matthew had sex, which I so appreciated her being open about, and how he didn't text her back and she was like losing her mind and called him and he's like, what? I'm on the training table. And she's like, and like, she was like talking about the whole like time that should be allotted after you first have sex and what, when they should
heart
call you back.
Palpitations. Yeah.
Am I getting service? I mean, have I missed a call?
Let me text myself and see if this is working. Hi. So weird. I haven't done that before at all.
Why? That comes very quickly to our recall. But she was saying, I was like, you're talking about sex. And she's like, and you guys are talking about colonics and neti pots. I'm like, can we all just be very unattractive? I mean, Jesus, there is nothing that's off limits with these podcasts.
But it's relatable. Like, people get that, you know? Now we're talking about nose hair trimmers and ear, like, thing. I think the ear thing would be incredible because, like, did you ever, like, back in the day, like, when pens were, like, had the caps, take it in there and, like, oh, my God. It's like when I try to clean Howie's ears and I, like, put, like, a little, like, well, like, you just, like, tickle it in there, like, with a Q-tip. I think cleaning your ears with a Q-tip is so fabulous.
Oh,
it
yeah,
feels
no, I love
fantastic.
I love everything about a Q-tip. But what? Why?
You're not supposed to, because it's like you're shoving the wax back in your ear.
Oh, what are you talking about with the pen cap?
Like, you just, like, a pen cap. It was like something like you get in there. It's like if you're like at school or something.
No, I can't say I did that. I can't say I ever did that. But yeah, no, I'm all about that earwax situation. Get it in there. Well, by the we can buy one of those pits. That's going to be so gross when we find out what comes out of there.
Of your ear?
Yeah.
No, I do a neti pot. I see what comes out of my nasal passages. I don't care.
Well, you and all those earplugs, that wax has been in there for a minute. You just keep shoving that thing
and
in
IFB. So true. One time during a game, because I wear dual ears just to help with the noise, even though something's wrong with my IFB. I feel like I'm A, going deaf, but B, they're not blocking the sound out very well.
For those of you that don't know what an IFB is, it's something you put in your ears so the producer like can talk to you, or Aaron, in this case, can like hear her, the truck, and hear Joe and Troy. Like the whole broadcast is in your ear.
It's what people always do when they do this. But anyways, maybe like 2 years ago or last year, I don't know, I was like noticing the game was going in and out. And I was like, what's wrong with this? Why is this going in and out? Shit. And I was like, something's wrong with my IFB. There's something wrong with my audio. I pulled it out. There was like earwax stuck inside the hole. And our audio guy gave me like a little thing. And he goes, maybe after the game, clean it up. It was disgusting. Well, you got this thing lodged in your freaking ear for 4 hours. It's nasty.
Shoving that thing in there. Along those same lines, I'm very fanatical about cleaning my earphones after I work out. Because the situation that goes on there, and then you put them back in the case, and you know, it's a whole
thing.
I
thought that was just me.
No, that's everyone.
Yeah. Anyways.
So wait, what do you have this week? You have,
I just have one game. I just have Thursday.
Does that feel
God.
Like a vacation?
No, because it's AFC teams and we don't cover them very much. Like if it was Green Bay, Dallas, this would be a vacation. Cause I'm like, I'm good. We're good. Yeah. But these are two teams I haven't covered. You feel so paranoid.
Uh-oh. Like, you know what this phone call means.
Well, who is that?
Joel.
You can't see. Oh, you got a feature?
Joel, I'm on our podcast right now. Do you want to say hi to Aaron?
He probably needs you to do a Ravens feature.
Hi, Aaron. Are you? I can be wherever you need me to be. Hi. I'll call you back. Bye.
Where do you have to go?
It's local, but you know who's not going to like that? I'm supposed to go to New Jersey for a house and home installation after Nashville on Friday. It's fine. You know what? Duty calls.
What?
Derwin James and Keanu Neal.
Cute.
I've never interviewed either one of them.
No, I haven't either. That's what's so exciting. I will say this. It's also nerve-wracking for Fox primarily does NFC games. So like yesterday, I'm on the Packers sideline. I know everybody there. Like they can make fun of me. We make jokes. Like I know everybody. I'm talking to the doctor about my own personal problems. Like forget
Wait,
Kenny
I need
Clark.
To jump back in. I need to jump back into this for a second. Do you really
I love a team doctor. What's that?
Do you really ask the team doctors for like a diagnosis on something with you?
Oh, 100%.
I love you so much. What?
We were talking about life. Like the Packers team doctor is an angel. And like, he was actually asking me how like everything's going with me health-wise. I was telling him about my fertility issues. And he was asking me how long I've been in remission. So we were talking about that. I told him I actually have a follow-up this week. And I told him how horrible it is to go. And I always feel like I'm going to pass out. And then we just kind of talk about things. And then we talk a lot about COVID and like staying safe and stuff. I'll be honest, like the second I have like cramps or like a tickle in my throat, I'm like, anybody have a lozenge? Can I have like a Advil for my menstrual cramps? Like but again, this is with the teams that I'm tight with. Like they know everything about me. Like they've known me forever.
Yeah.
So they're always like, how's your dad? How's your dad's health? How are your parents doing? Like, it's really funny. So probably at that point when you saw me, I was like, so like last week I was feeling like I had a little runny nose, but I used a neti pot and it's like 3rd and 4. Oh, we're driving. Okay. But what was I saying? I don't even remember.
It was. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I just was fully entertained by watching. It was like an ISO cam, like a, you know, like picture in picture. I was like, okay, now she's over here. And then she's walking over here. And it was like, I felt like I was like with you on the sidelines. Okay, go.
That's hilarious. No, but for AFC teams, it's harder because we don't really know the guys very well. And actually, this was funny. When we did the Colts game, I'm not trying to like get in anybody's way. I'm just like there. I'm trying to like get my stuff done. And especially with the Colts, because I don't know a lot of guys. It was really cool. I walked up to Darius Leonard and told him I loved him. I love watching you play. Like, great to meet you. Saw DeForest Buckner, who I knew with the 49ers. He's an angel. Got to meet the Jonathan Taylor. But I love the team doctors. I've always loved a team doctor.
That reminds me, my former father-in-law, rest in peace. I broke my foot. I had to stay in Boston for my foot surgery and I'm at the podiatrist and my father-in-law at the time was like, "Hey doc, I've got this situation here with the elbow. Mind taking a look?" And I'm like, what are we doing here? He's like, "It's called a piggyback appointment." And I go, "It's called a what?" And he goes, "I'm just piggybacking on appointment. And I got a few questions." And I'm like, ever since then, I just like laugh because I text my gynecologist about everything. I asked him the other day for a recommendation for a regular, like just a general doctor, which is really pathetic. I've not had one. I ask him questions about like, "Hey, do you have any referrals on like where to go get this done? Where to go this restaurant recommendations?" I'm asking my gynecologist about my pap smear results and what's on the Zagat guide and where he likes to eat on a Saturday. That's the kind of relationship we have. I love him.
I have so much nervous energy when I go to the cancer center. I have to go there tomorrow. But my oncologist is so incredible. And he's so cute and good looking and fabulous. And it's also the worst. Like, I don't see him like, you know, every 6 months and I'm in stirrups and I'm like, "Hey, what's up?" But I get so much nervous energy. I start telling him everything about my life. So yeah, like one time I remember like the Matt Lauer situation was going down. We were talking about Matt Lauer. I'm in stirrups. I'm like, "Oh my God." Like today I'm in stirrups talking to my fertility doctor and we're talking about like, he goes, "Hey, you looked great yesterday." Thanks, you know? But
my gynecologist actually set me up with my ex-boyfriend because I went in to get a pap smear situation because I had been sleeping with the wrong guy. And I walked in and he goes,
"God.
Yeah, I made a few bad decisions along the way, but I'm a responsible person." So I go straight to the doctor and I say, "Let's get this shit cleaned up." And he goes, "Okay, enough of these bad decisions. I got a great guy for you." And that's literally how I met my ex-boyfriend. Ends up being a loser and I'm over it. And now we joke about it. But that's who hooked me up with my ex-boyfriend because I was making real bad decisions out in the streets.
Wow.
You know? Yeah. But now I'm an adult, you know, so here I am.
I was going to follow up, but I don't think there's a follow-up needed there.
There wasn't a follow-up appointment. You know what? The results were in and
the
I was clear.
The results are in. Mm-hmm. 3 to 5 days. We'll
clear
send you
for
the
takeoff.
Results. Yeah.
Never had a situation like that. I can honestly say I've never had an STD ever. Knock on something because I was never someone that like slept around anybody that I slept with. I was like dating. I mean, they weren't always the right people I was dating, but still I've never had a one night stand. I've never done any of that. So maybe the wrong people, wrong choices, but you know, just not a lot of them.
Right.
It really, for me, it was about quality, not quantity, you know?
Yeah.
We'll be back with more after the break.
No. I was actually telling my husband today, my doctor, well, it's not about anything that you just said. I'm glad because those situations in men, I'm sure you're enjoying every minute of this or have shut us off at this point. Like they're so uncomfortable. Like no one wants to be in there. And especially if your doctor's adorable, which my oncologist and my fertility doctor are adorable.
I don't know if I could do hot doctor. I mean, and I say this lovingly, my gynecologist is a guy, but he's like my sweet little old man gynecologist. Like there's no part of me that's like, "Hey, I want to sleep with this doctor."
But literally my fertility doctor who's up and in there, like, thank God that's all we talk about. We talk about sports. He's like, "Yeah, you look good yesterday, but that offense, they couldn't get rolling."
He's like, that A-gap. Yeah,
probing me in. And on that
really,
note.
Really able to work it through the middle. What?
They weren't able to get anything going through the middle. That's the problem. And apparently neither have I for the last 8 years. But, you know, we're working on it.
No wonder Jonathan Taylor had such a successful game. That offensive line made all kinds of holes for him. You really do look like your sister. Remember that movie, Knocked Up? And the gynecologist, he goes, "You really do look like your sister."
So to summarize today's podcast, we always wonder if we need guests. And it's like, we don't have time for that. We talked about earwax. We talked about earplugs, sleeping naked with your girlfriend, sharing deodorant, the gynecologist, STD, one night stand, anything Kurt and Ryan we have not covered.
And the Bills loss to the Jaguars. We'll be back with more next week.
Ryan goes, "You nailed it." All right, that's a wrap. Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, Carissa Thompson here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my dogs, Willis and Daisy. So whether we're on one of our daily runs together or exploring down at my ranch, I count on them to keep up with me. That's where Pro Plan Sport comes in. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on a run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dogs need to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com.